gender's always been something very natural to me to fuck with. And I think the way I present myself to the world is always sort of like androgynous, always either playing up or down what a man is supposed to look like, what a woman is supposed to look like, what a gay man is supposed to look like. I see myself as just like one of those creatures who can walk around and give people a bit of a mind fuck in terms of what they think about gender. My name is Sia. I go by the artist name Umlilo. Umlilo means fire in isiZulu or isiXhosa. You know, my friends and I always had, you know, the saying in sort of the queer circles where somebody was like really hip or really happening or, you know, really guai, we'd say they're showing flames. And I sort of like that idea of fire and something really fiery and something that heats up the stage. She was the meanest bad gangbanger. 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 I never really thought I was going to be a fully fledged musician and like sort of pursue it as a career. I had been in sort of like this 9-to-5 dead end sort of job and was really unhappy. And all I was doing when I'd get home was come back home and just make music. And most of the music was sort of inspired by, you know, just being frustrated at work and being unhappy and, you know, really feeling like I wasn't living my full potential. Being a bedroom artist, I think, is sort of a new phenomenon. New producers start out in their rooms, sort of buying little bits of equipment, maybe using just a laptop to record their sound. And that's exactly how I started. I used my bedroom as my recording studio for the longest time. And to a large degree, I still do. I've always had a very an inkling towards being a lot more androgynous. From a young age, I never really fitted into a lot of the different prescribed boxes that, you know, little boys have. So immediately the idea of gender was always sort of a bit warped. My performances sort of reflect that, but on a heightened level. And I think my music videos and, you know, my performances sort of reflect that, but on a heightened level. I think in South Africa, you know, we're one of the African countries that actually have legalized gay marriages, and you know, a lot of LGBTIQ people have rights. So I think that has already contributed to a lot of progress in terms of race and sexuality. But in the middle of that is always class. I think from a young age growing up in South Africa, I'd always known the sort of racial barriers and the sort of racial problems that we had in this country. And always had a very acute sense of being black and being sort of queer. Cape Town definitely still has a perception in the world as the place where gay people from all over the world can come and celebrate. But I do think that there is a class struggle going on because me as a black queer person living in the township is a completely different experience to me as a black queer person living in the suburbs. I'd always been in the middle of all the different divides. I grew up in a township in Daveyton and Benoni, and you know, I sort of went to Rhodes and I went to a Model C school, but I used to take public transport, and I still take public transport in Cape Town, but I live in a suburb, and I always feel like on a day-to-day basis, I'm always sort of toggling between these two worlds. I've got a lot of love for South Africa. I think a lot of who I am is because I grew up in this country and because of the kind of history this country has. So, a part of me as an artist will always want to make it in South Africa and have people here sort of respond to my music and be able to find light or inspiration from it. Because I think for me growing up, there weren't a lot of people like myself that I could sort of look up to or gain inspiration from or see where the boundaries were. And the closest people to that were, artists like Brenda Fassie, Lebo Mathosa, who were sort of breaking the boundaries within Kwaito, who were, talking about being queer in public and sort of breaking those boundaries already. And I think the more we have of those kind of people who don't show a certain kind of South African, but show the diversity of how many different kinds of South Africans there are in the world, it only could open it up to more diversity and would reflect the actual democracy that we're supposed to have in this country.